In this town, there's no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Ryder.
What do you think it would take for them to change? I only have two ways.
Well, I think one is injury.
That's one.
And then the other way is if ownership walks down to Kevin Stefanski's office and gives him the directive. Like, okay. I think it's going to have to be so bad, right, that for that to happen. Because, again, when you're investing, the only reason that Deshaun Watson is still the quarterback of this football team right now is that he makes $46 million a year. But and they can't get out of the contract, and they have two more years left on the contract. And the avenues to get out of it after this season they're just disgusting, right? There is, even if you cut him next year with a post June 1 designation, you're still looking like $85+ million cap hits in back to back years, right? And so when you're in, and this is the thing, they picked the wrong quarterback. That's what this comes down to. Like this contention window that they're in. They picked the wrong quarterback, and they couldn't keep Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco, I know he lost on Sunday. The Colts lost to Jacksonville.
He still had three touchdowns over 300 yards.
Right. I mean, he's had, I think that's his fifth consecutive 300-yard passing game in a start dating back to last season with the Browns.
And in the regular season. What did he have in the playoff game? He didn't have 300 in the playoff.
No, he was terrible in the playoff game. Right. He completed more passes to the Houston Texans than he did the Cleveland Browns in the playoff game. But still, like, I mean, he's a functioning quarterback still, right?
Are you saying that there was a cap reason they couldn't keep him? I just thought couldn't keep him. You already have a fan base that's upset. But you're not really going to get mad at Jameis Winston because you haven't seen him in a Browns uniform. If they come back with another loss after Philadelphia going 0-4 on this trip, and you try to throw Deshaun Watson out there with Joe Flacco as the backup, the crowd would go crazy every game. It would be Flacco every down.
Yes, and that's what I was just getting to. There's the fan component of just not wanting to have that pressure in the building. Like, I know it's starting to grow now. Some fans are like, let's see Jameis. But, like, let's be honest about it. I don't know that Jameis Winston is an upgrade from Deshaun. There's a reason why he's backing up here in Cleveland. And that's right. No disrespect to him. I give him a lot of credit. He's trying to keep things positive in the locker room before games. He's the guy that gives the big, you know, 1-2-3, go Browns, pep talk in the huddles and whatnot. You know, you see him on social media and NFL films, captures him, and that. Honestly, that stuff Deshaun Watson should be doing. I'm being real with you. Like,
no, I know.
That's stuff that Deshaun should be doing, not Jameis Winston. And again, I want to make it clear, like, I'm not ripping or criticizing Jameis Winston here. They have inauthentic leadership, and they have a lot of leadership. So you have this veteran team where a lot of guys are talking, right?
Right.
And sometimes you need that singular voice, and maybe even like a singular voice on each side of the ball type of deal. When I look at the dynamic right now for this team, I have a very hopeless feeling for Browns fans. Because it's just, I don't see signs. Like, I don't, offensively, there is nothing that they do well at all. I mean, I went through the rankings. They don't do anything well. So there's nothing like, used to be, right, when the Browns were really, really bad, like at the bottom of the pile, right? We could always say, well, you know what? The offensive line isn't half bad. You got Hall of Famer Joe Thomas anchoring it. You got Joel Bitonio there. Like, the line blocks really, really well. They're good in the offensive trenches. And then Nick Chubb came along, and so did Baker. And, you know, they started digging out of the abyss. But, like, you know, when you look at the volume of talent on this roster versus the lack of talent on that 1-31 stretch rosters for 2 years, it's night and day. And so we sit here, Andy, and we're talking about, you know, why are they this bad? Like, can you explain this? And no, I can't, other than there's disorganization with the coaching right now. There's disorganization with the players right now. The quarterback can't play anymore, or can't at least play at an elite level anymore, right? And we're looking for little morsels of hope, the little gleam. We're doing the Martin. You know, so it is what it is.
Let me throw this at you. Is it worse Because Flacco was here last year. And yeah. I'm not saying that yet because, and I'm going to tell you, I'm just looking at a quote that someone told me. They said,
Andy, we went from an offense that could average 30 points a game.
But it's bigger
now an offense changing everything, getting rid of Joe Flacco because you didn't want that shadow hanging over Deshaun, getting rid of AVP, having to make some other changes on the coaching staff, either by circumstance or by choice. And then you bring in Ken Dorsey and this offense is completely inept, right? You went from this high flying entertaining product to this scoop my freaking eyes out with a spoon product offensively where nothing is done well. They can't even line up properly. You know, people crying over the shift. I enjoy having this conversation with folks where saying, yeah, they don't shift a much. You know, we heard about all this in the offseason. Well, guess what? They can't even get in a 3-point stance correctly. They can't even count to 11 correctly before we even can get to the shifting and trying to disguise motions and, you know, confuse defenses. That they don't do the basics before the motion stuff correctly. And then when they do motion, another flag comes out for an illegal motion or legal procedure, you know, whatever. So, yeah, that's why right now I just have this helpless feeling. And I am curious. Like, I am very curious to see what they do in Philadelphia, right? Because this is going to be a tough game for them on the road. Philly's a brutal place to play no matter what the
yes, it is.
Right?
Yes.
But it's going to be a tough environment for them. And I am curious to see if Kevin Stefanski's same guy every day, we're going to keep doing the same thing every day.
He's getting a little short though. I've heard it like the last couple of press conferences,
you know, where also you saw it for the first time ever
On
the sideline.